This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. COVID-19 notwithstanding, this past Sunday, more than 250 Thunder Basin High School seniors and 170 Campbell County High School seniors finally walked across the stage to pick up their diplomas. The first ceremony of the day took place at Camplex with Thunder Basin's commencement. Later on, Campbell County High School seniors were also ready to get their diplomas. A day full of smiles, laughter, memories, and relief at having made it through the pandemic, through high school, and on to the rest of their lives. The Legacy Living and Rehab Center is again had to close the facility to visitors after a positive case of COVID-19 was found in association with the facility. Campbell County Health would not identify whether it was an employee or resident who tested positive. The center will now undergo weekly testing until all residents and employees have tested clear for 2 weeks. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The City of Gillette and the Campbell County Commission is looking for candidates for positions on both the City Board and County Board. For the county, applications must be submitted by June 2nd and are available online at ccgov.net as well as at the Commission's office. The City's deadline for applications is 4 p.m. on June 4th. Applications can be downloaded from the City's website or picked up at City Hall at 201 East 5th Street. The head of Gillette Parks and Recreation is retiring in June. Rick Manser has spent more than 30 years with the city, taking the role of director from Dave McCormick back in 2016. The superintendent of Bell Knob Golf Course, Dwayne Dillinger, will be taking over as the new director sometime in June. Dillinger has spent over 3 decades at Bell Knob, and that facility will continue to be part of his purview as Parks and Rec director. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.